Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The thing I like that Steve Kerr said yesterday, and it could come across as insensitive, enough of thoughts and prayers and enough moments of silence. It's done nothing, and it's not going to do anything. I don't like people who just bitch. I don't like people who just complain and whine and moan. What are you bringing to the table with a solution? What are you going to do to fix anything? Or are you just going to be the person who complains and cries and fights and picks and over and over and over? And the reason that I hate politics is I've lost any faith in leadership on both sides caring about what's most important, right? I get on my mom all the time. She's a social worker, and she's always taking the side of people. And I'm like, Mom, sometimes people are taking advantage of the system. You need to go ahead and you need to adjust your thinking a little bit. But she's such a believer, like, in humanity. You know, I roll my eyes sometimes. I call her a goody-goody, but that's the way I was raised. And, like, you know, my dad being a physician would break the rules in medicine in terms of providing free coverage or free medicine and cut and take shortcuts because he thought that someone getting medical attention, surviving and continuing to live a better life medically and physically was more important than making the buck off of the little white pill that you rip people off over. And no matter how I come across on the radio or have been for 11 years, like, I always want to react first with, like, what's right? What's right and what's wrong? And I just feel like the people that have been put in charge don't think like that. Everyone gets compromised and is compromised by power and money. And it's a story that's as old as time, right? And it's just depressing. It's depressing. And when we have discussions about it on social media, I can't stand how everyone is many people are incapable. Look, you can have your biggest enemy in life, a person that you think is a 100% total moron, worthless, but there's no way that they don't have, like, one thought that could contribute to a conversation or one positive contribution that you could listen to and take from. Nobody wants to take because it's not their political party or on their side. So we all line up and get the tweets ready that this could be an illegal immigrant, and this is why the borders need to be protected, and this is the gun law battle, and we just line up to start fighting. You know, actually, the national anthem nowadays, after moments like last night during the Mavs game, I was so pissed. I get pissed off now during the national anthem because it's hypocritical. It really is. We all line up and we shed a tear for a couple minutes as we're united for just that little small fraction of time after something like this happens. And as soon as the anthem is done, we go back to fighting. It actually is like a moment for me that I can't stand because I'm like, this has no staying power. This isn't going to last at all. Because we're going to go back and you're a soft lib and you're a hard-headed, cold-blooded Republican, and it's just going to go back and forth, and it's going to be perpetuated by the media on all these stupid shows so everyone can get their ratings up and feed their base. There's no middle ground, and there's no back and forth. That's why I like the phone calls that we just had. So take it wherever you want. Dwayne in Fort Worth. Dwayne, start us off. You're live on Sean and RJ.
Man, you said it better than I could. Exactly what it is. I'm an ex-police officer, and we did a lot of trainings for school shootings and how to go through and clear schools and do whatever, but does it keep them safe? It doesn't. I mean, the problem we have now, I'm not Republican or Democrat, whatever, people start need to think for themselves and realize we just sent $200 trillion to Ukraine. Why can't we spend that money here in schools to beef up security? We've had how many school shootings since Columbine happened, so we haven't learned a thing since that. It's incomprehensible. That's the incomprehensible part of it. We need to go back through and start spending money on our security here and protecting the kids that we do have. It's unfathomable that we can spend so much money and not have money for to protect our own people. And it's sickening, it's disgusting, and I hope people start waking up and start thinking for themselves and get off, stop being fed all the narratives that you want to be fed. It's time to come together and start doing something for ourselves, right?
Thank you for the call, Dwayne. I got a lot of messages from Tolos yesterday who are saying there are plenty of ex-service members who could. It's just an idea. I don't know the layers to all these ideas. I'm just throwing out ideas. But I got a lot of Tolos saying, hey, I served. There's a lot of people who served who could go and work at these schools. You know, it's just an idea.
I mean, is one guard going to stop? You know, who knows, right? I guess if you choke down to the entry points to make it, it's only one entry point, then which it would be anyway. I guess you could do that, but you're right. I mean, you know, politics does play a role in this. There's a mental health role in this. There is a.
I don't know. I don't want to say that politics played a role in a cause.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, in the gun debate.
Yeah.
Like, one side wants to get rid of all your guns, and that's not realistic, and the other one wants to say, hey, everybody needs to have a gun.
Yeah.
And that's not realistic either. It's like, I don't know.
It's just not intelligent. It makes no sense. You are not capable of believing every single thing that your party line preaches. If there's 100 things, it's not possible for you to say on 100 of those issues, I absolutely believe that's the way to go. But people don't disagree with their own. People don't say, you know what? I like this, but I don't like that.
Well, no, you're right.
It's blind loyalty. It's sheepish. It's sheepish and it's all designed to make us that way, my opinion.
Yeah, because you don't even vote for candidates anymore. You vote for a platform. You vote for a platform.
It's
not
even the participant; it's the platform.
Yeah, and that's wrong because there are people who are good on doesn't matter what party they are that have good thoughts and good ideas, but they're basically not allowed to use them because the platform, the party, the lobbyists dictate what they want to have them say or do.
Chris in Louisville, Chris, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Hey, man, like, we just need to start holding the politicians more accountable. Everyone that keeps sending thoughts and prayers, just go and throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
Any politician that's refused to at least try to attempt to fix this situation, they just need to be voted out of office. Like, we have midterms coming up in November. Like, doesn't matter what party, they just need to be gone.
But, Chris, I'm so poisoned by all this. Why would any of us not believe that the replacements will just be compromised and bought as well?
Well, we need to hold them accountable. That's the problem we've had in society is that we get these politicians in and we don't hold them accountable for the promises and such that they've made. And like, we need to start doing that because the thoughts and prayers can only go so far.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Ray in Dallas. Ray, you're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
As a father and a husband, my heart goes out to anyone affected by any sick or evil on the planet. But as a father and a husband and a protector and a provider of my home, taking away my semi-automatic rifle won't solve this problem either.
Yeah.
My solution to this problem would be to combine police stations into schools, sub-police stations. You know what I'm saying? Or let's get the money to get the security in these schools. I mean, let's put the recreational marijuana out there and tax it, and let's get these schools if it's a money issue. I mean, there's plenty of solutions to this problem other than disarming the public, because I grew up in crime-ridden neighborhoods and was a part of crime as a child. And the last thing criminals care about are laws. We have enough laws. I couldn't buy any of my weapons without a background check. I don't know anybody that legally buys their weapon without a background check. Criminals don't care about laws. Let's protect our kids, Tolo.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for the ideas, Ray.
You know, the background check thing, I mean, there are background checks. I have never purchased a gun, so I don't know the process that it goes to get one. I know there are some background checks, but... And he is right. Like, you know, there are crimes that are committed that background checks won't solve at all because the guns are purchased or obtained illegally or on the black market, whatever you want to say. I have no idea how these were gotten.
Yeah, I mean, background checks are there to prevent felons and people of a shady background to get a gun. But, you know, we live in a society now where you can get a gun quicker than you can get a jar of Infamil. You know, that's what
you can't get a jar of Infamil.
Exactly. That's the point. But I'm not saying that to say get rid of guns. I'm saying that because, like Sean just pointed out, solutions are what we need. And unfortunately, the solutions, as the Tolo just shared there, is to turn a school into a semi-fort. And that's sad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.